Kind of a slow start in the bowl game. Colby got out 4-0, and then all of a sudden you guys turned it on, and when you did, you guys just didn't look back.
I thought our kids got after it pretty good on the defense. You know, we told them, you know, before the game, if I'm Colby, I'm probably going to try to take 25 to 35 seconds per possession right there.
Yeah.
You know, and they tried to until, you know, Cox got in trouble. And, you know, once he got in trouble, their main ball handler really hurt him and kind of hampered that strategy right there. But, you know, early on they did a good job of, you know, burning clock, you know, knocking down a couple shots. And, you know, defensive, you know, effort wasn't too bad right there either.
No, and you could tell that was probably the idea for Colby to stay in this ball game as long as they did. But what you guys got going, I thought your transition offense turned out to be pretty good there. That nice pass play from Brett O'Neill to Anthony Wilson was one that was pretty nice.
There's, you know, some pretty good passing. I thought, you know, after we missed a couple of shots here, I thought we turned down some shots, you know, that, you know, on a normal night, you know, I thought we would have shot the ball. But, you know, they – kind of got a little gun shy after missing a couple outside shots, and maybe we try to force it a little bit too much. But, yeah, you know, that's not bad basketball either as far as trying to slow it down. But, you know, like you said, kind of a slow first quarter, and, you know, Colby played pretty well there. And they've played some good teams this year. I mean, they've played Hayes twice, and, you know, Holcomb beat them. And, you know, they've, you know, had some good moments of basketball every night. They just, you know, can't put it together, you know, all the way through.
Well, Austin Haberger came in that – first half, he had some good hustle play on the defensive end, and then the second half there, forcing a couple turnovers in a row, and he said that he'd been struggling shooting that three ball for a while, and it was nice to see him get hot in that third quarter.
It was. I mean, it's good for him to, you know, knock down some shots, get his confidence back, and, you know, just needs to put in some reps, you know, after practice and, you know, get on the gun over there in the other gym and, you know, get up a bunch of shots. And, you know, he knocked down some you know, Brett or Trey knocked down a couple in that third quarter, kind of keep things going. Or second quarter, went one or two, and, you know, got stuff rolling. And, you know, the more you can, you know, knock down that outside shot when you have a good possession, you know, the more the inside is going to be open for everybody else also.
You guys get the victory to go to 7-0 on the year, and a third time this year that your team has held an opponent under 30 points in a ball game, and the fourth time this year, and three in a row that you've held a team under 40 points. So you have to be pretty happy on the defensive end here as of late.
Well, they've been working hard. I mean, you know, I thought all our guys worked hard out there on the defensive end. And, you know, it's definitely going to get put to a test next week with the competition that we have, you know, coming up to see us. But, you know, when our guys are knocking down shots and playing as hard as what they are, you know, they're going to be pretty solid all the way through. So, you know, you go to Dodge City for a reason, and that reason is to see good competition. And, you know, that's what we're going to see. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge.
First team you see will be the Derby Panthers. They lost for the first time the other night, but this is still going to be a pretty solid team, and not like the team that you did see a couple of years ago.
Well, they're a bigger team than what they were, you know, 2 years ago. They're, you know, they got a 6'7" kid and a couple 6'4" kids that are one's a guard, one's an inside guy. You know, they're kind of questionable on if their best guard is going to play. You know, he had meniscus surgery about a week and a half ago, and you know, he's expected to try to practice. You know, their coach told me probably on about Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. And, you know, if he can make a run at it, he's going to try to go. And if they don't think he's ready, you know, for their sake, you know, they probably need to hold him. And, you know, there's a bigger games at stake later for them than what the Dodge City Tournament is, of course.
Well, you guys get a nice victory to go to 7-0 on the year, and a convincing win here, 65-27 here tonight. Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.